This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome all of you to this short video of mine in which we will be discussing about the rulings on saving our money in the form of cash, in the form of gold, in the form of silver. If you remember, some of my Facebook posts in the last couple of days have been imploring each one of you to start saving 10% of your money. At least we start off with 10%. So we're trying to imbibe saving habits amongst our people. So in order to do that, I said, let us at least start off with bare minimum 10%. That's very easy. So plan your entire expenses using 90%, but this 10%, you just set it aside. And I said initially you can put up another savings account or a current account and just park the money over there. Just keep depositing 10% of your total income every month into the saving or current account. And that should be the first thing that you should do. So you should first transfer 10% there and then plan your entire saving expenses using the balance 90%. Some of the people have taken reservations about it. They are of the opinion that if we are saving money in the form of cash or gold or silver, this tantamounts to hoarding, and Allah has not permitted hoarding in Islam. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken in strong terms of condemnation with regards to hoarding wealth in the form of gold, silver, cash, etc. Let us revisit these verses in the Quran and also look into the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, the teachings of the Prophet, to see whether the understanding was, the standing is correct or not. The understanding is correct or not. The verse, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 34 says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقْنِذُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِدَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمًا. Almighty God is saying that, and those who yaknizuna zahaba, those who hoard gold, wal fiddata, and silver, wala yunfikunaha, and spend not fi sabilillahi, in the way of God, for bashirhum, give them tidings, bi azabin alima, of a painful torment that awaits them on the day of judgment. If you read this verse of the Quran, Almighty God is saying that if you are hoarding your money in the form of gold or silver and spending not in the way of God, there is a painful torment waiting for you. Ibn Umar, one of the companions of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was asked regarding this verse of the Quran. And he said that this ayah was revealed before the verses or obligation on zakat was made mandatory upon the community. So these verse on hoarding was revealed before zakat had become mandatory on the ummah, on the community. And Ibn Umar went on to say that after this verse, the verses on zakat was revealed, then zakat became a purification for this form of wealth which had been collected, or rather, let's use the word hoarded, because that is what is the context in which we are talking. So if you are collecting, saving your money, or if you want to call it hoarding, and if you are paying zakat on it, it works like a purification of the wealth, according to the opinion of Ibn Umar, who was the companion of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself say about hoarding? And this is narrated from the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Salama, may Allah be pleased with her, the mother of the believers. She was asked and she said that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that any wealth which reaches the level, the nisab level, the threshold level when zakat needs to be paid, and if the zakat is paid on it, it is not going to be called kanz or hoarded wealth. I'll repeat this. That money or wealth which reaches the threshold on which zakat becomes mandatory and zakat is paid on that wealth which you have accumulated, it will not be called kanz. It will not be treated as hoarded money. And Imam Malik in his Muwatta says again, quoting Ibn Umar, he says, Ibn Umar said that hoarded wealth, al-kanz, is that wealth on which zakat was due, but it was not paid. So the definition of hoarding in Islam is that you accumulate your money, you accumulate your wealth, but you do not pay the mandatory zakat on it. If you're not paying zakat on your wealth, then you are hoarding up money. If you have paid zakat on your wealth, and if you bury them seven earth beneath, you know, seven earth beneath, you bury them. But if you've paid zakat on it, that wealth is not going to be called a hoarded wealth. Even if that is as big as the mountain of Uhud. If it is a gold that you have accumulated to the size of the mountain of Uhud, but if you have paid zakat on it, it will not be treated as hoarded wealth. So the point that I'm trying to make over here is that hoarded wealth is one in which zakat was not paid. But if you are saving in the form of gold and silver or in the form of cash, and if you pay the yearly zakat on it, this wealth is permissible. So please do not get confused with hoarded wealth and money on which you are paying zakat and saving them in the form of gold or silver or cash. You can go ahead, use different saving methods which are permissible in Islam. You can invest in gold. You can buy gold every month. You can buy silver every month, as long as you are paying zakat on it. If you pay zakat, no problem, no questions asked. But make sure that you pay zakat on it. So, in conclusion, therefore, Islam does not forbid saving money in the form of cash. It does not forbid saving money in the form of gold. It does not forbid saving money in the form of silver, as long as you are paying zakat on it. If you pay zakat on it, this will not be treated as al-kanz or hoarded wealth. Okay, so I hope this is clear to all of you. If you have any questions, you can post it in the comment section of the video. Thank you so much for watching. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.